Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, April 9th. The NFL draft is just over 2 weeks away. It is coming in hot and heavy. Rapidly approaching is the 2024 NFL draft. We're going to continue to talk about it here today. We've already talked about the Jaguars hosting Kool-Aid McKinstry, a potential first-round pick at cornerback. They also hosted DeAndre Prince out of Ole Miss, who is more of a mid to late round guy in all likelihood. I like the fit of both of those prospects for the Jaguars. The Jags have also hosted or will host Terrion Arnold and Nate Wiggins, two big-time cornerback prospects. Decameron Richardson as well, who is probably a mid to late round valuation for them, if I had to guess. So today we will talk about Terrion Arnold, Nate Wiggins, Decameron Richardson, and we'll talk about, you know, the Jaguars' interest in cornerbacks, specifically first-round cornerbacks potentially here, and where they might go with that first overall pick that they have at 17 overall in the first round. We're going to dive into it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. Just got these in last week. Again, really appreciate y'all being here. So cornerback, talking about it. To me, this is the most likely position for the Jaguars to draft in round one. I think it's been leaning that way for a while. They have gone with the obvious pick with their first overall selection in the draft for 3 years in a row now under Trent Baalke, right? It was obviously quarterback in 2021 when they selected Trevor Lawrence. It was obviously edge in 2022 when they selected Trayvon Walker. And it was obviously offensive tackle in 2023 when they learned about Cam Robinson's suspension. Right, I think that those three picks were very obvious, and they were the most obvious selection based on what happened in the offseason and what had kind of been the talk coming out of Jacksonville. And now not everyone knew about the suspension, but the Jaguars did know about the Cam Robinson suspension prior to selecting Anton Harrison in the first round last year. So now I think all signs are pointing to cornerback in round one. They basically aren't spending anything at the position right now. Like Tyson Campbell, second-round pick, not making a ton. He's set to be a free agent after 2024. Obviously, you'd like to be able to keep him around long-term. Ronald Darby is on a two-year deal, but they can move on from that one after the 2024 season. After that, you've got a bunch of young guys and veteran minimum-type players, right? Buster Brown, Gregory Jr., Eric Hallett, Christian Braswell. Again, some veterans that are not making a lot. I think the Jaguars are about to go cornerback in the first round. I think they're going to go cornerback early and often if the board falls the right way for them. And I'm not saying that's what I would necessarily do in terms of going corner in the first round. Certainly depends on how the board falls. But I would be selecting a lot of cornerbacks in this class if I'm the Jacksonville Jaguars. I've talked about that a lot. The reason being is, beyond Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby, who both could be gone after 2024, depending on how things go, you don't have much. Like, you don't want to go into a season, in my opinion, with Buster Brown as your third cornerback again. I think that Gregory Jr. has potential to be a decent backup at slot, but I think that's still more of a question than an answer. Obviously, right now, Darnell Savage is going to line up as the Jaguars' starting slot defender. So, yeah, I think cornerback, you want depth. You want long-term answers. I think Ronald Darby is a good starting outside corner right now in the league, but he's also a guy that has been oft injured throughout his career. So if Ronald Darby goes down, now you have Buster Brown starting again. I don't think that's where you want to be. I really don't. And I respect Buster Brown as a depth corner. I respect how he improved from year one to year two, but I don't necessarily think that this is a guy you want being your third outside corner. I really don't. So, looking at what the Jaguars have going on at corner, Again, Tarion Arnold, Nate Wiggins, and Decameron Richardson have visited. Also, you've got Kool-Aid McKinstry and DeAndre Prince, who we've already talked about. Looking at Tarion Arnold, Arnold is the teammate of Kool-Aid McKinstry, was a big-time recruit coming out of Tallahassee, Florida a few years back. Young prospect, a guy who played a lot of basketball, a guy who played safety before converting to cornerback. When you talk about the reactionary athleticism, which is what you need a lot of at cornerback, in my opinion, Tarion Arnold has it in spades. Like, he has the quick hips, or the quick feet, the fluid hips, the lateral agility, the ability to mirror movements. Like, he can do that probably better than anyone in this class, to just track what wide receivers are doing and stick with them. Now, he does not have the long speed, and that's something I talked about when evaluating him. I didn't know if he had the long speed to really keep up with everyone deep down the field, right? Like, he ran a 4.5 40-yard dash, which is, you know, it's not great at the cornerback position. But again, his quickness, his explosiveness, his reactionary athleticism, I think it kind of paints a different picture than the 40-yard dash does. But at some point, you have to have the speed to keep up deep down the field. That's the bottom line in the NFL at cornerback position. And I don't know that he necessarily has that at an elite level. Is he going to be able to stick with most receivers? Yes, because he's going to be able to get in and out of his breaks quicker. He's going to be able to play physical football. But again, at some point, you have to have the speed. And the speed, in my opinion, is not quite there for Tarion Arnold deep down the field. Now, he plays incredibly physically. I love that about him. I think, you know, when it comes to coming downhill and playing the run, there is no one more aggressive than Tarion Arnold. And that does lead to him missing some tackles. But I think you'll take the good with the bad there, because he makes more plays at or behind the line of scrimmage in the run game, screen game, all that stuff, than any cornerback in this class. So I think you would love that. I think he also has the ability to play slot. When you talk about the Jaguars and their current roster makeup, if you had starting day one, Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby outside, Tarion Arnold in the slot, does that make Darnell Savage a little redundant potentially? Yes, it does. It makes, you know, you have Darnell Savage, you have Antonio Johnson. It's like, where do these two guys fit in now that we brought in Savage and Arnold if Arnold's playing in the slot? But I think Arnold could start from day one on the outside as well. I think there will be more bumps in the road for Arnold because he's less experienced than some of the other guys, and he's more aggressive. He's overly aggressive at times at the cornerback position. And for a guy who doesn't have elite speed, that can get him in trouble. And so I think there will be more hiccups, more bumps in the road for a Tarion Arnold early in his career than, say, like a Kool-Aid McKinstry, in coverage. But I think the upside is massive. I think there's positional versatility. Like I said, I think he can play inside, outside. I think he can play the run at an extremely high level. The ceiling is through the roof with Tarion Arnold. The only real ding on him is that he does not have elite long speed. But I think he makes up for it in a lot of ways, and I think he can be a fantastic corner for you. But is he going to be the best corner on the planet based on his speed profile ever? Probably not. But I think he can definitely be an upper echelon corner in the NFL. It'll just take a little bit longer for him to get there, in my opinion. He did show rapid improvement in 2023, but still there's evidence on tape throughout the season of him being overly aggressive, not really being assignment sound. But there's also evidence of making a ton of plays on the ball, both in coverage and in the backfield. Now, when you talk about Nate Wiggins, this is a guy that blazing 40-yard dash, and that shows up on tape. A guy that has very good height. His length is a little bit below average compared to his height. Like, his proportional length is not the best in the world, right? But, you know, enough length to hang outside for sure, in my opinion. And then you've got the speed. You've got really probably the most complete profile for a cover guy in this class. And again, I know he doesn't have the longest arms. Like, there's several guys that have him beat when it comes to length at the top of this draft at the cornerback position. but he knows how to use it in coverage, in my opinion. And he's got great reactionary athleticism like Terrion Arnold, really fast, very aggressive in coverage as well. A guy who I think he can play any sort of scheme in coverage. I love the coverage profile. Bottom line, I think Nate Wiggins, no matter what you ask him to do in coverage, he can do it. My question is the run game. And he has improved as a run defender in terms of not missing as many tackles. But I don't see the effort when it comes to getting off blocks and being in the right spot to disrupt a run game. I think that if I was an opposing offensive coordinator, I would be attacking his side of the field with outside zone, with toss sweeps, with all that type of stuff to try to force him to play the run. And I don't think he's going to do it. At least he hasn't shown that he can do it consistently at the college level. Now, this is a guy that he will chase down plays for sure. But some of the reason that he's chasing down a play deep down the field to force a fumble is because he didn't fit the run in the first place, right? So I have major issues with Nate Wiggins. If you want to talk about taking him in the first round, I would be out. I would be out on him in the first round, bottom line, because I do not see a player that is going to help you against the run. I think he's going to hurt you against the run. And yes, there's been improvement in the tackling department, but he tries to avoid tackles more than he tries to make them, in my opinion. I don't think he wants to fit the run. I don't think he wants to get dirty. I don't think he has that dog in him. So I would be much more in on Terrion Arnold than Nate Wiggins, even though I think Nate Wiggins, you know, with that 4.2, 940 or whatever it was, he can absolutely fly. He can stick with any wide receiver in this league from a speed and athleticism standpoint. I would be more confident in Terrion Arnold because he's got that dog in him. He plays aggressively against the run and against the pass. And yeah, maybe he doesn't have the same long speed, but in most situations, that's not going to matter as much. And he is going to deny everything short. Bottom line, I don't think Nate Wiggins is going to do that the same way. So I would be much more in on Terrion Arnold. I've talked about it here. Quinyon Mitchell is my cornerback one. If he was able to fall to 17 to the Jaguars, that'd be awesome. Kool-Aid McKinstry, CB2. I would love him as well. Terrion Arnold, I'd be great with CB3 at 17 overall. Nate Wiggins would not be in on that pick at all. And then you talk about Dekamrion Richardson out of Mississippi State. This is a prospect that has a lot of the traits you're looking for when it comes to, you know, height. He has pretty good length as well. Flying, you know, 4.34, 40 yard dash. He tackles very well. But a guy that just does not have the hip fluidity, in my opinion, to be a man coverage corner. I think he fits much better, despite some of the traits you see for a lot of good man coverage corners. I think he fits much, much better in a zone heavy scheme, a cover three type of scheme where he's off the ball, keeping his eyes in the backfield. I think he makes too many mistakes when it comes to routes that feature double moves, when it comes to lateral quickness and the ability to change directions. I just don't think he has it. Now, yeah, obviously you love that he's, you know, over 6 feet tall with good length and runs a 4.34 40 yard dash and has made some incredible plays in coverage on tape and also comes downhill against the run fairly well and doesn't miss a lot of tackles. But I just think that there is a wide gap between his ceiling and his floor when it comes to coverage, and especially the ability to play man coverage, which the Jaguars are going to want to do a lot of on the outside at the cornerback position. So for me, much more of a day three type of prospect for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and a guy who I think actually projects better to a more zone-based defense than what the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to run in 2024 and hopefully beyond. Hopefully you see Ryan Nielsen sticking around for a long time. We'll see how it plays out. If the Jaguars defense comes out and balls out in 2024, Nielsen might not be in Duval all that long, but that's something to worry about down the road. I do think that Dekamrion Richardson, if you want to take a shot on him on day three as a depth guy who could potentially learn how to play press with his length and his speed, sure. But if you want to take a shot on him any earlier than that, I would be out on that for the Jacksonville Jaguars simply because I don't think that he has the instincts in coverage. I don't think that he knows how to use his length at a super high level at the catch point. I don't think he gets his head turned around really good at the catch point, which you've seen from someone else in Jacksonville before as well. I don't think that he has the quickness or the change of direction to really stick with guys in man coverage. So again, DeCameron Richardson, day three, sure, take a swing, whatever. But Nate Wiggins out on him in round one, and he's going to end up going in round one. And Terrion Arnold, I'd be fine with him at 17 overall. I would not take him over his teammate Kool-Aid McKinstry or Quinyon Mitchell, but I don't think that he would be a bad pick for the Jaguars at all. I think he would definitely improve the cornerback room, which is a room that I think the Jaguars are going to be looking to improve as early as they can and as often as they can in this 2024 NFL draft. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I am wearing right now. Y'all have a good one.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure. Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.